Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's a great day in Hawaii. A wind advisory, albeit from 10 o'clock this morning until 6 o'clock this evening. That's for Lanai, Kahoʻolawe, and Maui Central Valley mainly. Mostly cloudy on Oahu, becoming windy. Occasionally showers windward and Mauka. Mostly this morning, isolated showers on the leeward side. And that goes pretty much for all of the islands. You know, windward side is going to be cloudy. It's going to rain. And the trades are 15 to 25 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 30 with locally higher gusts. But it's a great day to get out and play. We've got a Kapolei 837, 845. Poipu Bay an 830. Makalei has an 832. Volcano has an 848. It's 59 degrees there. Royal Hawaiian Country Club back on Oahu, 842. Makaha East, 936. And at Wailea, there's an 833 on the gold, a 918 on the emerald. There's a shotgun going on tournament. Kali Kaukau, they're having it. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And by the way, we've got this fabulous Wailea Golf Club certificate for an hour lesson at the Gold Emerald Clubhouse, Wailea Golf Academy, with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional, number one in Hawaii, as determined by Golf Digest. We're going to start off the show. We've got so many wonderful guests coming in. Karen Krause, author of Norwich, One Tiny Vermont Town, Secret to Happiness and Excellence. She's golf writer for New York Times, and she has news. She's traveling. Ron Reed, the author of Starting the U.S. Open, Director, U.S. Golf Association West Region. We're going to find out what really happens before he says, and now, okay, Anne Liguori, owner, host, and executive producer of Sports Interview, is on. She has something new. You might want to think about getting this, the Hampton Rope Collection. Beautiful jewelry. But we're starting off with Matt Janella, editor-in-chief, golf advisor, travel insider, and host on Golf Channel's Morning Drive, and he's going to be in Hawaii just in a couple of days. We'll be back with Matt right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring him in. Matt Janella, editor-in-chief, golf advisor. We saw you on Golf Channel's Morning Drive. You were co-hosting, having a great time. Really enjoyed you the last couple of times I saw you. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt.
Thanks, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
And you're going to be here. When are you flying in?
I come tomorrow, actually. I'll be going to Maui tomorrow and staying. I leave on the 8th, so December 1st. Through December 8th, I'll be on Maui working my way all over the island from Wailea to Kanapali to Kapalua. Going to get a look at the new plantation, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, it is absolutely gorgeous. And this is a part of the Golf Advisor Round Trip Series, this getaway, Maui, December 1st through the 7th, at 6 nights, 4 nights in Kanapali, 2 nights at Wailea at the Fairmont Kealani. That's a gorgeous, gorgeous hotel. 5 rounds of golf, the welcome reception, swag bag, latest gear from Link Soul. We're going to talk about Link Soul in a little bit. But when you put these together, do you plan different excursions? I mean, we always see you on Golf Channel when you go someplace, you always do something wild, like jumping into grottos.
Yeah, we tone it down for the trip portion of the excursion. You know, obviously, producers like to put me in situations that, you know, either freak me out or cause some sort of, you know, authentic reaction. You know, recently in the Bahamas, I swam with sharks in a no cage, which that, I would never, ever think of doing something like that in a million years. And yet, you know, for some reason, for TV, when the producer says, all right, here's what we're doing, I'm like, okay, here we go. You know, I'm about to do something I would never do. But it's all good. I think in this particular case in Maui, I know there are a few things. We're having a barbecue at Kanapali, a sunset barbecue. We're doing a sunset cruise on one of the catamarans. And I understand the whales are sort of arriving at this point,
sure.
Right? I mean,
yes.
could be a chance that we see some whales on the cruise. So that's cool. But, you know, it's pretty golf-centric. And then we also leave time for people on these trips to you know, do some of their own exploring so that we're not trying to always make sure we, you know, give people a little wiggle room.
Oh, that's nice. Because everybody, yeah. I mean, you go to Maui, you've got an idea of what you want. If it's not on the itinerary, you're like, come on, give me some time, right? So I just went to golfadvisor.com and there's a video of the round trip, the Bahamas. Will there be a video of this Golf Advisor round trip Maui?
Yeah, there is. You know, that the show aired a few months ago, and I know that that lives on golfadvisor.com. All the shows do after they air, and we're going to have a marathon of travel coming up on Golf Channel as well. Incidentally, on this particular getaway, we are building in a Link Soul two-man. You know, John Ashworth is coming over. I think Dean Wilson is coming over. Who's a member of the Hawaii State Golf Hall of Fame, obviously, three-time Hawaii State champ. He's going to be joining us. And so I'm going to tweet right after the show. I'm going to tweet out where you can enter. If you're local, you're in Hawaii, and you want to just pop in and be a part of one of these little two-day events we're going to have. I think it's December 5th and 6th, I believe. I'll send out all the details. But and that's going to be just if you want to pop in, if you're local and you want to be a part of this, it's going to be a cool opportunity. There's going to be a couple rounds of golf and, again, a Link Soul $250 gift card. The value is going to be insane. So it's all good there.
Yeah, since we're talking about Link Soul, let's go right to the Wishbone Brawl, which is what inspired my opening on Twitter to say that you were coming. The Wishbone Brawl at Oak Hill Park. Xander Schauffele and Dean Wilson, Jeff Ogilvy and Chris Riley. And the whole thing about this tournament is that they're playing with persimmon woods. Are you going to make everybody play with persimmon clubs when they're...
No persimmons on this particular getaway unless you choose to do so, which John Ashworth and Dean Wilson have been known to do. But, you know, the Wishbone Brawl at Goat Hill Park started 3 years ago, and at that time, Xander Schauffele's college coach at San Diego State has a daughter who had a rare disease and had a bunch of medical bills piling up, and Xander was inspired to try to do something to help, and Dean Wilson and John Ashworth had gotten together and sort of tried to figure out a way in which they could incorporate the pros, Persimmon Woods. Goat Hill Park is a mini Muni in Oceanside, California, just north of San Diego. You know, that this famous story is that John Ashworth rallied the community and saved this golf course about 5 years ago and is, you know, now, you know, shepherding about a 30-year lease running the golf course. They've remade the golf course. They redid the irrigation. They've really enhanced the whole aesthetics there and got this great community vibe. You know, think if someone it takes over Kahuku and really kind of puts some money and TLC into the whole thing and really enhanced and sort of cultivated that community vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've done at Goat Hill Park. And so now, you know, 3 years into this, it's Xander Schauffele and Dean Wilson versus Jeff Ogilvy and Chris Riley, who went to UNLV and played on the Ryder Cup in 2004. So, you know, they kind of create this little match, best ball of the twosome. There was a skins game put on, you know, an extra $1,000 per whole skins game, all for charity. There was an online auction that just ended on Tuesday. And it, in this particular case, raised money for the North County Junior Golf Association and the Jeff Ogilvy Foundation. There was probably about 900 people out there. Almost half of those people were kids. There were dogs. It was just, if all that's good about the game of golf continues to sort of take place. What was the Saturday after Thanksgiving this year happened on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. There was a little junior clinic. Kids played the little, what John Ashworth has called the playground, a little three-hole kids course. They paired up with one of the pros, and they did a little scramble. And only kids were allowed inside the ropes to be a part of this activity. And then we, you know, went to the big course and had this amazing tournament. No ropes, you know, everybody filling in around the pros for every shot and around every green. It had the feel of like those old Open Championships or U.S. Opens you saw with Ben Hogan back in the 50s with everybody circling around the greens. It's just really this amazing turn back the clock in a lot of ways, but also pay it forward energy for raising money for you know, good charity causes. And Dean Wilson and Xander Schauffele, who seemed to be the odds-on favorites, were down the whole day. Chris Riley was putting like Ben Crenshaw, or as the other pros said, Chris Riley putting like Chris Riley, which apparently that he really made his career out of, you know, being able to use the putter. Mm-hmm. And they held him down, and they were up one up going into 18. And Dean Wilson says, "That's it, I'm birdieing this hole. We're going to a playoff." And sure enough, Wilson birdies. They go to a playoff. Wilson hits the middle of the green on this 132-yard par 3, the ninth hole, with this amphitheater green complex. And Xander Schauffele hit it right near the pin and kind of spun it back off the front of the green, rolled down. You know, he was going to have a chip shot. And then Jeff Ogilvie stepped up, hit a wedge, and swish, hit it in the hole on the fly. Place goes absolutely berserk. I think they're still celebrating in Oceanside. I know I still get chills talking about it. You can't. You know, how many walk-offs happen in the game of golf? Not many, right? You only count on one hand. And this just was like, you know, the cherry on top of what was this amazing day. Had it ended on 18, it would have been a great day. You know, had it ended with just a par, a birdie, it would have been a great day. You know, regardless of it, and it ended with an ace. And yeah. We partied well into the night, as you can imagine.
Well, I saw the video. It's a great video. And I don't think I've ever seen Ogilvie smile so big. I mean...
Yeah, people were saying he celebrated and was more jubilant than when he won the 06 U.S. Open.
Yeah.
You know, it was... And, you know, immediately Xander is so committed to this whole thing. It's really inspiring, Danielle, to see these guys get committed to something that has nothing to do with, a FedEx Cup, paycheck,
yes.
Or a major championship trophy. You can see that kind of the kid comes out of them as they look around and see all these kids reacting to what they're doing and how they're doing it. And there's like, it's so many people involved to make this possible. All the different volunteers, all the sponsors that come and be a part of this, just donate all the, you know, the beer and the food and the support and the money, and, you know, Golfers Journal is there. Truly the drink is there. It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. It's like Woodstock golf style, having just this party around golf. And
yeah, correct. Yeah.
And just watching it, you felt it, and you saw the people and the joy in their faces was you can't make that up. With President's Cup. Interesting story today or yesterday that Jason Day is not going to play. And you're just back from Melbourne, so I wanted to get your take on what we're going to see when we're watching President's Cup. It's a pretty good, kind of good hours for us. I mean, for Hawaii, maybe. I'm not sure how they're going to broadcast this one. But were you surprised that Jason Day withdrew? Somebody actually said something, oh, there he goes, you know, withdrawing. Of course, you know, he doesn't want to go to. Really?
It's a bit of a gut punch, obviously, for the whole event in general. Knowing that when we were down there, you know, and knowing and having spent a little time with Jason just a couple weeks ago, and having a couple conversations with his caddy recently about how excited they were about the President's Cup, about going home to Melbourne, and really being, you know, sort of he would have been the face of this event
exactly,
and you know, knowing his relationship with Tiger and Tiger being a player captain, it's it's a body blow for not just the international team but the event in general, and so you know, Jason Day's hurt if he can't go and had to pull out like that. It's a bummer. You know, obviously Tiger being there and being the playing captain, that's gonna hold it up, and it's still gonna be very interesting anytime, you know, Tiger plays, and then, you know, just the team event in general. But there's no doubt that I can only imagine how bummed Jason is to not be playing.
That's what I would think.
You know, the whole Australia is bummed to not have him be playing, because they're taking this very seriously. Being at Royal Melbourne just a couple of weeks ago, there is a palpable energy and enthusiasm for what's about to take place down there. It's going to be dribbling a flat basketball.
Yeah. Now, there's a thought. I mean, even the chefs, you know, at Royal Melbourne have been taking pains. I've talked to Diana DeLucia from Golf Kitchen to really, you know, put on the Ritz so that everybody is totally impressed with everything about Australia, about the golf there, how much they embrace it. And Royal Melbourne, isn't it? I mean, I've never seen it in person, but the photos are amazing. Do the photos do that golf course justice?
No. You know, it was always one of these on the top of my bucket list, having spent my, you know, the last 13 years of my career really dedicated trying to see as many golf courses as I can see all over the world. You know, a real hole in my glove was Australia, New Zealand, and then, you know, went to Tasmania, even went to King Island, which is a little island between Tasmania and Australia. Spent a little time in Sydney and Melbourne. And, you know, I kept comparing it. You know, it's an Alistair McKenzie design. The composite 18 is a combination of 12 on the west and 6 on the east course there. We got to play the west course. We got to see most of what they'll be playing for the President's Cup. And, you know, if you think scale-wise and visuals, I would say it looks like Augusta National did probably 30 years ago. So, you know, big open fairways and big giant undulating greens. You really, you know, as we said, what's one piece of advice to playing this golf course when we asked the pro before we teed off? And he said, whatever you do, don't hit at the pins. If you're firing at the pins, you're going about this all the wrong way. The pins lower right, you got to hit it to the back left. If the pins, you know, lower left, you got to hit it top right. I mean, you know, everything is kind of a feeder system. And so you really got to know the nuances of the golf course. In that case, anybody, you know, a guy like Jason Day would have been a huge advantage for the international team. Just being able to know where the ball moves once it hits the ground. And there's just this perfect amount of little scruff on the perimeter of what's happening on the golf course. So it looks, you know what I mean? If before they really kind of tricked out Augusta National, I think it had to have looked a lot like what Royal Melbourne looks like today, which to me adds a lot of character to what's going on around there. So it's a fantastic golf course. Obviously, it's one of the best in the world, and I think it's going to show really well for this event.
Yes, you brought up Augusta National. I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, are they really, because they trick it out, are they really going to lengthen that hole? Have we heard any more about the lengthening of
13?
Number 13.
I haven't heard anything, and, you know, I think with Fred Ridley there and knowing what we know about what he thinks about, you know, the game of golf, the legacy, you know, I would really hate to see them do anything substantial to that hole that we call the greatest, you know, par 4.5 in all of golf.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody freaked out when Bubba Watson hit the driver and had, like, wedge into the green. But in retrospect, that really was Bubba Watson getting really lucky that his ball got through all those trees a couple years ago and landed where it did. And I don't know. I know they have the land now. They bought the land. I know there was, you know, there is a plan to move that back into what was Augusta Country Club. I just, you know, I think everybody who's anybody hopes that that doesn't that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I agree. I just hadn't heard anything for so long, but they, you know, they don't talk.
No, you wouldn't hear anything, you know. You're not going to hear, you know, I'm probably not going to hear anything ever. Certainly, you know, out there in Hawaii, the whispers are just, you know, sort of lost in the trade wind.
Yes, exactly. Yes, in the trees and the ironwoods. Okay. Corin Crenshaw, of course, worked for months. They weren't there all the time, but on the beautiful Kapalua plantation, of course, refining it. It looks spectacular. Mark Rolfing, you know, has been there, talked on the show about how beautiful it is. The grass is gorgeous and everything is, the eye lines are great. But you were talking with Corin Crenshaw now about what's coming up for them in 2020. And they're not going to be working in the United States, but they've got some plants in St. Lucia. You were there?
I haven't been there yet, but I've Ben Cowandour, who is the partner with Mike Kaiser on Cabot Links and Cabot Cliffs, is really spearheading this project. Mike Kaiser is financially invested in this project, but this is definitely a Ben Cowandour-led a mission to St. Lucia. There will be a Corin Crenshaw golf course. Bill Corr, having spoken to him a couple of times, at one point actually kind of compared the land to what they did at the plantation course. So there's going to be real challenges to try to making it playable. It's going to be spectacular visually. But Bill keeps talking to me about how they're really going to have to work hard to make sure that it's playable given the land they're working with. And, you know, they've got the right guys for the job. In that sense, because of, you know, what Bill and Ben do and how they do it, and just sort of so much thought they put into the actual routing and playability of it all. I really am looking forward to the plantation course. I think Bill and Ben were really excited. You know, that plantation was one of their first things they ever did. I think simultaneously they did the one at Barton Creek in Austin, Texas, and the plantation course at Kapalua. You know what Kapalua means to Ben Crenshaw, got married to Julie there. They vacationed there on a regular basis. And I think they were anxious to get back in there and kind of restore not only the agronomy of it all, but definitely the bunkers and bunker locations. And I'm really excited to see it. Bill says, hey, you know, the way that was designed is it was supposed to be firm and fast. The ball was supposed to move a lot on the ground. They accounted for, you know, the winds of what happens there on Maui and the North Shore of Maui. So I think I think he's excited to see how it plays here when the pros come to town in January, and I'm excited just to play it as an amateur. It's always been one of my favorite courses, and I played it several years ago when you did get that kind of role that I think they wanted to have, and then eventually over years of the grass and the thatch and all that happens, you know, the ball started stopping. And it, you know, sort of lost its charm, and I think it's going to be back.
Yeah, it's going to be back, and you're going to be back in Hawaii now. It's going to be close to the holidays, Christmas. Are you going to stay with your family? You're bringing your family, or is this a stopover?
Yeah, this is a solo mission on this one. I should just whisper this, make sure my wife isn't overhearing me when I'm talking about this, because it's a very, very touchy subject here in the Janela household. But okay. I'm going to Hawaii by myself. I always talk about how you never see, you know, a 12-guy buddies trip roaming around Hawaii, because it's just, you know, there would be no 12 guys without significant others going to Hawaii. It's the ultimate couple's destination. You know, there's just doesn't, it's not a good fit, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so, but sure enough, I'm going to be going by myself to Hawaii. And then I'll be coming back and spending the holidays here. My brother will be making the trip from Oahu over to Maui to join me on this trip.
Oh, wonderful.
And then I think my nephews and niece will come over for a day or two as well. So get a little family time in Hawaii, which was always my tradition at Christmas.
Yeah, always Christmas on the North Shore of Oahu. Yes. Matt Janela, golf advisor, editor-in-chief. You are always so much fun to talk with. Thank you so much for being on the show. And I wish I was on Maui so I could, you know, shoot over there, but I can't wait to see what you've got planned. So tell us again, you're going to tweet out something for local people who would like to be a part of something.
Yeah, there's a lot of something going on. So if you want to be part of the something, just on Matt Janela GC, I'm going to tweet out some details of there will be a sub tournament within the big event that we have going on that goes on for 5 days, and you can catch two out of those 5 days and play Kanapali and Wailea, and we've got John Ashworth and Dean Wilson joining us on that one. There'll be kind of a, you know, John Ashworth and I are kind of hosting a little bit of a offshoot of what is a Linksoul two-man. So
awesome.
Great value, great swag, great people. There'll be about 30 people involved, and we'll have some skins games, and there's a little tournament going on. So it's really all in the spirit of just getting good people together and having fun, and no better place to do all that than Maui.
Awesome. Okay, that's Matt Janella GC on Twitter. He's going to be tweeting it out so everybody who wants to be there can, because, you know, we all want to be there. It's Maui. Thank you so much.
It's side action.
Aloha, Matt Janella. Thank you.
Okay, take care, Danielle. Talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm. We're going to come back. We've got some really beautiful, beautiful jewelry. Anne Liguori, nationally known sports radio and TV talk show host, interviewer, reporter, author, speaker, business owner, philanthropist, and she designs jewelry. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futura Stone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, we've got the PGA Tour kind of wrapping it up for the holidays. The European Tour, they finished Dubai. They've got their champion they're playing again. So their season never really ends. I think they take 2 weeks off for Christmas and the holidays. Okay, but we've got one more tournament coming up, and it is the Hero World Challenge, and then the PGA Tour kind of wraps it up, takes the tents down, and then puts them back up when Century Tournament of Champions comes to town on Maui first week in January. This Hero World Challenge, of course, is Tiger Woods' baby, and it raises a whole lot of money. Anne Liguori, the first woman to host a sports call-in show on WFA and the first all-sports radio station, and WFAN on CBS Sports Radio Network. She is all over with charity work, and we're going to talk about her jewelry collection in just a moment. Welcome into the clubhouse, Anne Liguori.
Danielle, always great to talk to you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, indeed. So Tiger Woods raises money for his foundation with the Hero World Challenge. You do an awful lot of charity work. You have your own charity tournament that you put on annually. And what inspired you to do that? I mean, does golf raise money well for charities?
You know, of all the sports I cover, and I cover, you know, almost every sport, it seems, through the years, golf just seems to be the most charitable sport on the planet. I mean, you mentioned Tiger. He has the Tiger Woods Foundation, and And the Hero World Challenge is just one of many of his events that benefit his foundation and, you know, invitation only, 18 players. But amateurs have an opportunity to support his foundation by, you know, signing up for the Pro-Am, by, you know, playing with all these incredible personalities and taking out sponsorships in hospitality booths, et cetera. So he does so much. And, you know, talking about Tiger going from, you know, the Hero World Challenge right to Australia. I don't think he has one day off going from the Bahamas to the President's Cup in Australia for the, you know, which will be a lot of fun. But, yeah, you know, golf is so charitable, as you know. I mean, when you look at all these personalities in the men's and women's game, you know, from Tiger, Phil and Amy Mickelson Foundation helping youth and family initiatives. Adam Scott with his foundation supporting youth education. Obviously, the great Arnold Palmer. I mean, we could spend days, Danielle, as you know, talking about Arnold Palmer and his charity work. I'm in Orlando right now. I heard Matt on your show earlier. He might have been here as well. Arnold Palmer having the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children and the Winnie Palmer Hospital for Women and Babies. Brad Faxon, Billy Andre with their charities for children. Bubba, Annika Sorenstam. I mean, we could go on and on and on. There's so many personalities, as you know, in this great game that really have such charitable hearts, you know, and they really work so hard to raise money for various causes. So it's a very special game for many reasons, but charity being, I think, one of the most important ones.
Absolutely. The President's Cup, Tiger is going to be wearing two hats. He's going to be playing, and he's going to be a captain. From what you know inside the President's Cup or the Ryder Cup, does he going to delegate that to his assistants? How much can a guy do?
Exactly. Well, he's has very capable assistants, and he's going to, you know, focus obviously on he wants to play so bad, and he's playing so well. So obviously it wasn't hard for him to pick himself as you know, on the U.S. team with DJ and Justin and Matt Kuchar and the likes. Unfortunately, Brooks won't be playing, obviously, with that re-aggravating his knee. But, yeah, I mean, I just think he's going to focus on playing and let his assistants, you know, basically make a lot of the decisions.
Yeah, that's what I figure. Or they'll just get together, you know, this is what we think. Do you want to change anything, Tiger?
Exactly.
Right, and then take it from there. The year, this, as we look back, you know, a lot of people were thankful. What should we be thankful for in golf? And I was thinking that just all the charity work that is done in the game. I mean, there's a lot of purses, too. I mean, the purses have gotten so big, sometimes I think they should just take the corporation and take $1 million and just give it to the charities. How exciting would that be for all the people who are volunteering, because it's the volunteers who really put this thing together, you know, and they'd have that pot plus everything else to give to the local charities. But take that away, and that thought out, gone. You have a tournament that you do. What is your charity?
Well, yes, we raise money. Our mission is to raise money for cancer research and cancer prevention and mentorship programs as well. So once a year, we do a charity on the east end of Long Island. Danielle, you'll have to fly out one of these years.
I saw pictures. It's beautiful.
We have a lot of great
golf courses. Gosh, yes.
I would love to have you. You know, we've been to Friar's Head. We're going to Maidstone next year on Thursday, June 25th. This year we were at Westchester Country Club.
Yes.
I'm sorry, West Hampton Country Club. My goodness, West Hampton Country Club. Atlantic. I mean, you know, all the great golf courses on the east end of Long Island. And, you know, it's a big draw, obviously, the golf courses, but everybody, unfortunately, has been, directly or indirectly affected by cancer. So, you know, we're proud that in the 22 straight years that we've hosted this event, we've been able to help St. Jude's. We've been able to help the Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation, the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund, you know, just all various, there's so many different forms of cancer, as we all know. And so we try to spread it around and help these not-for-profits with research.
It's fantastic
and,
what you do.
So 22 years, we're very proud of what we've been able to do.
Yeah, and you're such, you are a very busy woman, and you take time out of your life, and you make sure that it happens. It's a big undertaking to put a tournament together, any kind of tournament, small, large. And you have some very important people who join you in some of these gorgeous country clubs to do great work. And sometimes you wasn't Gary Player at one of your tournaments?
Gary Player has been very supportive. We had the late Gene Michael. It's not a celebrity tournament per se because we sell out every year without having a celebrity guest. But we love having different, friends come. Marty Hackle comes every year. And, various football players and baseball players and tennis players. I mean, we've had through the years so many different celebrities just lend their support. And, you talk about the charitable aspects of the industry. The whole golf world really rallies behind not only this event, but all kinds of events, donating so many products and, those goodie bags, we have premium goodie bags, Danielle, but we don't pay for any product. The golf business gets behind us and our mission and donates beautiful items for our goodie bags. And, it's a little things like that that are really important. And then we always have an auction and we can raise money by auctioning off opportunities to play Shinnecock. Or to play Friar's Head, or to play courses all over the world, Bermuda, or we'll have to get some auction items in Hawaii.
Right, right. Places.
But, the whole golf world rallies behind not only our event, but, it's very supportive. We can't do it without the support and the generosity of people in the golf business.
Well, I'm looking at Anne Liguori's Hampton's Rope Collection by Dune Jewelry, featuring sand from your favorite golf course or beach. And you're expanding the collection. Finding this in one of those goodie bags would be quite something. These are beautiful pieces that you've got. Tell us how it works.
You're so sweet for mentioning it. Yeah, they have donated, Dune Jewelry donated ball markers the last couple years to all our participants. And the ball markers are amazing. We get sand from the golf course that's hosting our event. And last year it was West Hampton Country Club. And so we put sand. They handcraft these gorgeous pieces that with sand on one side of the ball marker. And then on the other side, they engraved the Anne Liguori Foundation and West Hampton Country Club on the other side. So they become such personal, very special pieces, to savor the memory.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Dune Jewelry, the president and the founder and CEO, Holly Daniels Christensen, it's such a pleasure to work with a woman and to collaborate on this collection, Danielle. She's a dynamo in the jewelry design business, and she asked me what I like in jewelry, and I kind of told her what my tastes are, and she just hit a home run. She came up with these beautiful pieces that I just find are so sophisticated and so beautiful, from the bracelet, the Hampton's Rope Cuff bracelet, to a new piece she just designed, the Hampton's Rope Triple Drop Earrings. Basically, the triple drop earrings and the necklace and the bracelet have three circular areas where you can handpick the sand or any natural element from, your favorite spot. So for me, I'm wearing a necklace right now with sand from three of my favorite beaches in Italy. From Cinque Terre to Lake Como to Positano. And I'm sure, people who go to Maui and Lanai. I mean, there's just so many great beaches there. And you can send in your own sand or shells or even dried flowers. I have a bracelet with hydrangeas in it from my garden from the summer in West Hampton, New York. But they just make very beautiful personal gifts. And I'm just thrilled to be a part of it.
Yeah, the sand can also be selected from the sand bank that is available.
So on their website.
Right, Dune Jewelry
exactly.
On the website. So if you go to the website, it's dunejewelry.com, sand, it's dunejewelry.com/sand and elements. I'm sure you'll get there just by going to Dune Jewelry, but /sand-and-elements. You'll find it there, and you can create your own memory from whatever,
right.
wherever you were and whatever you, you know, whatever you like about, like you said, it can doesn't have to be sand. It can be something else, whether it's rocks or something that just don't take any lava from Hawaii, okay? That's that's a big no-no.
It could be grass. It could be grass from your favorite golf course.
Yes.
You know, shells. And
yes.
You can go on their website in their sand bank. They have over, gosh, sand from 5,000 beaches across the world.
Wow.
Or you can send in your own element. Something from your backyard if you want to send it in. When I was at Royal Port Rush for the Open Championship, Wilma, who put on, you know, who was responsible for bringing the Open there, one of the key reasons why the Open Championship was at Royal Port Rush, she gave me some sand from the bunkers at Royal Port Rush, and I made her a beautiful necklace in gold. They're doing gold jewelry as well. So, you know, again, just very special gifts, and they're all the sand can come from anywhere in the world, but each item is handcrafted right in the USA. So I'm thrilled about it. And if you want to order it with a 10% discount, you can always put in promo code AL2019.
AL2019. Now, and it's not just
get
for
a little discount.
Yeah, it's not just for ladies. There's ball markers, as Anne Liguori mentioned. There's divot repair tools. Tie bars for guys, cufflinks, keychain, wine stopper, a whole lot more. So in addition to the fabulous jewelry, and this is really classic jewelry, this is the kind of jewelry that'll stay forever. It has a modern twist, but it's so elegant that you can wear it for a long, long time and keep it. It's special. So this is Dune Jewelry, and 10% off on your order. All you need to do is put in AL2019. Wonderful. And thank you for, you know, bringing this to my attention. Everyone's looking for a special gift. And I always have books as ideas, you know, some said golfers, what do I get for a golfer? I can't afford to get him clubs. Yeah, you've got bag, and then I won't even know if he'll like those particular clubs. I want it to be a surprise. You can always surprise your golfer with something like this, or again, a keychain or cufflinks or something wonderful.
Right. You just go to the Hamptons Rope Collection on the Dune Jewelry website, and you know that's the collection that I've collaborated on with their founder, and then the Dune Golf items, as you mentioned. You know, whether they're divot tools or ball markers or, you know, wine stoppers or even cufflinks, you can, and each piece can be engraved if you wish to make it even more personal. So, I thought it was a lot of fun. Look, I'm a sports talk show host like you, right? I'm a host, a producer, a reporter. But when I saw when I was talking to Holly and saw the opportunity with Dune Jewelry, and I suggested to her that, you know, she should really get into the golf business, because there's nothing more natural than our incredible golf courses all over the world. And this you know, jewelry features natural elements from your favorite spot. So I just thought the connection is something that, you know, would be fun for everybody. And it's done very well. I'm so pleased.
Hi, now tell us the website again, because it's not on my info sheet here. I just have dunejewelry.com.
Sure. The website is, it's called Dune, D-U-N-E, jewelry.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you go under collections.
Okay.
You have a lot of different jewelry. But if you go to under collections, you'll see the Hamptons Robe Collection. And that is my particular collection. I live in the Hamptons on the east end of Long Island. And it's, you know, again, you can pick sand from anywhere in the world or shells. But the name of my collection is called the Hamptons Rope Collection. And there's styles, you know, there's earrings, there's a bracelet, there's necklace, there are cufflinks, there are rings. And then there are Dune golf items feature the, you know, the ball markers and the keychain and the wine stoppers and just a whole, you know, just a great variety of gifts that you can select. But if you go to the website, you'll see it, dunejewelry.com. And then also, if you search around on the website, you'll find their sand bank. And you can pick sand that they already have in-house in their warehouse. Or you can send in, they have instructions on sending in the sand to them. And then they will, you know, again, custom make each piece with your favorite sand. And you'll have it in time for the holidays if you order it soon.
Do
and if
now,
you
yes.
Put in, you know, if you put in promo AL 2019, you'll get a little discount. So that's how it works.
It's perfect. Perfect. Anne Liguori, it's AL 2019. Okay, Anne Liguori, thank you so much for being on the show. Really a real pleasure talking with you. I need to be able to listen to your show. Well, how can we listen to your show?
My show is on every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. And you can hear it. And we also have podcasts. You can find
right.
it on podcasts. It's called Sports Inner View. And then in the spring, you know, I also do, I cover all the majors. I have not missed one major championship that Tiger Woods has won. I'll be covering my 22nd straight Masters.
Wow.
So I cover all the majors for WFAN and for CBS Sports Reno Network. And then I'll be doing a golf show starting in the spring for WFAN called Talkin' Golf.
Talkin'
so
Golf.
You, Talkin' Golf. So you'll be able to hear that on Sunday mornings as well. And each show will be distributed on podcast. So you can find me, you know, by Googling me and signing up for the podcast. And, you know, we just keep it going, girl. We've been doing this for a long time.
Long time.
Right?
And we're having fun still. Isn't that, that's the trick. Thank you so much for
that's
being on the show this morning. Really, I always enjoy talking with you.
Danielle, you're the best. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it.
Aloha. Now, remember, this is Anne Liguori, and you can go over to, when you get to DuneJewelry.com, her collection, and it'll be under collections, is the Hampton Rope Collection. Check it out. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Celebrate the new year with the tour's big hitters at Wailea, January 7th through 13th. Golf's best, like Patton Kizzire, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and Bryson DeChambeau, bring big game drama, creating big money for Hawaii charities. Get your tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Banks on Oahu. Military free with ID, admissions and bag policy. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. We have a gift that you can always pass to the golfer in your life. So if you win this, you can pass it to the golfer in your life. Golf Digest just came out with the best instructors in your state list. There are several in Hawaii, but the number one best instructor in your state in Hawaii is Claude Brousseau. And we have a gift certificate, Wailea Golf Club certificate, for the person who is the ninth caller at 545-1111. It is good for 1 hour session at the Gold Emerald Clubhouse, Wailea Golf Academy, with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional. Compliments of Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional, and this will be honored through October 31st of 2020. So you just give us a call. We will send you this certificate, and you can set up your time to spend some time, quality time, with the number one best instructor in your state. That's as Golf Digest has just released 4 days ago. Claude Brousseau. The number again is 545-1111. Ninth caller, please. And now we're going to go starting the U.S. Open from Shinnecock to Pebble Beach. That's the name of Ron Reed's book. And he is in the clubhouse to talk with us. Starting the U.S. Open, he is Director U.S. Golf Association West Region. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, thank you, Danielle. How can I talk with you and make the ninth call so I can get that lesson? I need it.
Don't we all? Oh, my goodness. And, you know, it's a huge value, too. So, the lines are ringing. Ron Reed, when I was reading your book, Starting the U.S. Open from Shinnecock to Pebble Beach, and I always read a section because I don't want to give away everything. People need to buy your book. They need to buy your book. I was reading some of the reviews. Fabulous. Now, what you taught me at the very beginning of your book is something that I've always wondered. You actually stood up there and said to the people who were about to tee off, you announced them. Now on the first tee, I can't do it the way you do it. But some things happen before that even happens. You would go and talk to the players who are about to play, about to start their competitive round. Will you tell us a little bit about the background of that?
Well, if the players wanted to talk, you know, I was happy to talk with them. There were a couple of them. For example, I would always ask Lucas Glover, give me a good book to read. He and David Duval loved to read, and they always they had good books to read or to share with me. So, but I didn't bother them. If they were in their little cocoon, you know, they're lions. They want to get out there and play, and it's a time of nervousness. And so I had to sense whether they wanted to talk. Tiger Woods, no, he didn't. He never really wanted to talk much. But I would remind them, gentlemen, please count your clubs. And there's a Hawaiian that plays at the Wailea Country Club, Dave Eichelberger, who actually won the U.S. Senior Open in Des Moines 20 years ago. And I reminded him to count his clubs, and guess what? He had one too many clubs. And wow. Later on, he told a member of the press that he won the U.S. Senior Open because of my reminder to him. So I tried to be helpful. I tried to anticipate whether they wanted to talk, and I tried to, you know, keep them calm.
Well, I like that part. You know, behind the scenes is you also gave them information sheets on, you know, and you said the whole location was the only thing they really cared about. They didn't care about local rules.
No. They don't want to read, you know, about temporary movable obstructions and grandstands and the pages and pages of monotonous things. They wanted to get out and play. I couldn't print enough whole location sheets because they gobbled them up, handfuls of them. They wanted to know exactly where the holes were.
Yeah, and that's everybody's, you know, how am I going to attack this hole? And sometimes it certainly isn't direct at it. You just have to know the course and how to do that. Starting the U.S. Open from Shinnecock to Pebble Beach is the name of this book. Why did you decide to write it?
You know, I did it really by demand. I mean, people, I would share stories and they'd say, you know, you need to write that. So over the years, I really didn't take many notes. This book was written without notes. It was just by memory. And I'd go back and look at the year, and I'd recall certain things, starting Arnold Palmer in his last U.S. Open at Oakmont in 1994, and starting Jack Nicklaus, taking the place of Payne Stewart at Pebble Beach in 2000. And there were just remembrances of very special one-on-one moments, up close and personal for sure.
So Jim Thorpe. He hadn't hit a shot in 1993 at the U.S. Open, and he thought you were penalizing him. Why?
Well, and I did this with the president of the USGA looking on. I inadvertently, I had not yet introduced Jim Thorpe, and I asked him as he stood over the ball at this nervous moment, "Jim, is this a provisional ball?" And he turned around and he looked at me and he said, "Man," he says, "I ain't even hit it yet. And the USGA is trying to penalize me." Well, it was just one of those moments where I went brain dead.
You mean that actually happens?
The only time I went brain dead, too. I think people will laugh at this book. And it's, you know, I make fun of myself and I deserved it.
Well, one of the comments about your book is really fun. If you can find Ron Reed's book at ronreed.com, ronreed.com. And one of the comments about the book is, "Your book is really fun." There was another one that, "Ron, you've given your readers insight into the many compelling, inspirational, and humorous stories from your first-person perspective and years in the world of golf. A thoroughly enjoyable read. And your conclusion about golf opening the door to friendships was excellent. I'm still chuckling over the story about your moving of an errant golf ball at Pebble Beach." You must fill us in.
Yeah, well, I was a jogger, and I used to live there at Pebble Beach. I live out in Carmel Valley, 6 miles away now. But I was jogging along, and long story short, some fellas were milling around on the third tee, and there was a golf ball lying on the road. And I looked, and I assessed, and I said, "Whoa, they couldn't have hit this." So I picked the ball up, and I ran toward the tee, and all of a sudden, one of them said, "Did you pick up that ball?" I said, "Yeah." "Well, yes, I did." He says, "Why did you do that?" And I said, "Well, you know, I really don't know." He said, "Well," and he called me a name, the initials of which are AA. But when he called me that, I went into my rules of golf mode. I said, "Look, under the rules of golf, you can go back and replace the ball where it was on the road, but I'm not going to tell you exactly where it was, so you must stand there erect and drop the ball. And I'm going through my rules clinic." And he looked at me at the end of this and he says, "You really are an idiot." I handed him the ball and ran up the hill. And, you know, I laughed about it ever since.
Oops. Were there moments that you remember being the starter for the U.S. Open for 23 years? You know, did you get a name wrong? Did you have any of those kind of bloopers?
Oh, boy. I once introduced, instead of saying J.J. Henry of Fort Worth, Texas, I said my friend's name, a fellow who was sleeping 2,300 miles away. I introduced J.J. Wagner.
And Henry was looking everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Here he's still asleep back in L.A., and I introduced him at the U.S. Open. You know, fortunately, I didn't have to say some of the names like Pirapath Pongporn. That's one name. I didn't have to say that. The hardest was Jose Maria Olazabal. That was a tough one for me. And he coached me, and he was from Fuente Rubia, Spain, and he coached me on that as well. So, you know, I tried to say their names and the towns the way they would say them.
Yeah. Did you hear that starter who did Tiger, Tiger, Tiger Woods? That cracked me up.
No, I never did. I do have a chapter in the book about Tiger, and it's a short story, and I said he was never a kitten.
Oh, gosh.
Tiger was never a kitten.
You know, I saw an interview that he did. He was asked what he wanted for Christmas when he was 5. And in the beginning, he's like, I don't know. And then he says, "I want a one iron." You know, it's like, and he has this really mischievous look on his face and just a little grin. It was, it was quite an insight into, you know, how he's always been. And see, another comment here. Just read it. Thought it was great. Every golf geek should read it. I'm going to suggest it at our next club newsletter. I read it all. And so the name of the book is Starting the U.S. Open from Shinnecock to Pebble Beach. And this is Ron Reed. He was the starter at the U.S. Open for 23 years. That's a very long time. What do you think of sometimes the hoopla over some of the rules things and the changes in the rules and the reaction to the new 2019 rules?
Well, I think for the most part, I think they did a pretty good job. I think they simplified a lot of things. The people that play at Alawai and the fun places where golf is played, I think that they'll enjoy the game more by when they lose a ball, they have the option, a local rule, to bring it back in and put it back in play and continue on. The flagstick rule, I think, is terrific. And, personally, I always leave the flagstick in now. I can't think of any time I've ever taken it out. But I think for the most part, the RNA and the USGA did a pretty darn good job. I've argued, wouldn't it be nice if they only carried 10 clubs? It would make the bag lighter, it'd make clubs cheaper, and we would bring shot making back into the game, I think. So, and that's one of the things I lobbied for and lost. But who knows? Maybe someday they'll reduce the number of clubs. As for pace of play, 45 seconds, gosh, that's plenty of time to hit a shot, it seems to me. And my friend used to say, if you require any more time than 45 seconds, you're simply building courage.
That's a very good point. The PGA Tour player advisory, somebody is out there. I haven't heard anything official yet. But there's talk of actually enforcing the 45-second rule and actually penalizing somebody. I don't know why. I think there's already a rule to that effect. Is there not a rule to that effect that you shouldn't take an inordinate amount of time before you hit a shot?
The suggestion is made in Rules of Golf. I think it's 40 seconds, the USGA suggests. And I look forward to seeing them apply that rule, too. It's been a long time since somebody was penalized for slow play.
Yeah, a very long time. Stand by. Got to do some business here that's kind of like, announcing. KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Those are the radio stations we're on. Did we get a winner yet? Yes, we have a winner of the Wailea Golf Club certificate, Claude Brousseau, the number one professional. He is master, a PGA master. He's at Wailea. Indeed, Wailea Golf Club certificate. And the person who has won is, and the drum roll, please. Okay, Bruce of Wailuku Maui, you are so lucky, man. You're there and you've won. Yes, indeed. We're going to send you this certificate, and you can, as I say, you can either use it, and you should, or you can give it as a gift. That's always your prerogative. Ron Reed, Starting the U.S. Open from Shinnecock to Pebble Beach. That's the book. You should go to ronreed.com and catch it, because it'll make a great gift for a whole lot of people that you don't know what to do with. What am I going to get this person? Do it now. Thanks for being on the show.
And by the way, it's Ron Reed, R-E-A-D. Can I introduce you, please?
Oh, my gosh. Of course. I'm very nervous now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final pairing in the United States Open Championship. Please welcome from Honolulu, Hawaii, Danielle Tucker. Play away, please.
Oh, wait a second. You can't leave. You can't leave. That's so wonderful. You just reminded me of something. Play away, please. Tell us the story about the person. She was, I think it was a woman who was going to be doing the announcing, and she didn't know what to say. And they said, tell us that, please. I don't want to give it away.
She went to PJ Boatwright, who was the god of golf, if you will. And she said, PJ, what do I do? And he went through a litany of things. And then he says, let it rip. And off he drove down the first fairway. And all of a sudden he heard over the loudspeaker, the bullhorn, ladies and gentlemen, this is Danielle Tucker from Honolulu, Hawaii. Let it rip. And he couldn't get back there fast enough. And they changed all that to play away, please.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ron Reed, author of Starting the U.S. Open, director, U.S. Golf Association, West Region, a U.S. Open starter for 29 years. And his book is Starting the U.S. Open, from Shinnecock to Pebble Beach. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Karen Kraus, author of Norwich, The One Tiny Vermont Town Secret to Happiness and Excellence. Golf writer, New York Times. Well, right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25. And kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call. The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Karen Kraus, golf writer for New York Times, or as she's written, New York Times reporter covering sports from outside the box. Author, Norwich, One Tiny Vermont Town Secret. Small Vermont Town Secret to Raising Olympians Who Are Happy, Healthy, Productive People and Performers. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure to join you.
It's nice to have you in before you go to Melbourne for the President's Cup in Australia. Have you been there often?
I have covered two Australian Opens there, so I've been really fortunate to make a couple trips there. It's one of my favorite cities in the world, so I'm looking forward to this trip for a number of reasons.
Yes, because right after this, you're changing your whole title, because I know golf writer doesn't seem to really capture Karen Kraus. Karen Kraus,
well,
you are able to find things that most people don't notice in the game or in a person's personality or a situation. And you write so beautifully about those things that people don't see. And I will miss you terribly.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. But, you know, I'm not disappearing.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be based in London, and I imagine I will be at the next few British Opens. I've already targeted the 2022 Ryder Cup in Italy. I'm sure I'll be doing some profiles of some of the European players, so you can bet I'll keep my finger in the golf jar, but I'm looking forward to expanding my repertoire and finding human interest stories all over Europe to write.
Yeah, so Karen Krause will be known as the international sports correspondent for the New York Times. And I can't think of a better city to be based in. London is so vibrant and just so much fun. When do you go straight from Melbourne to London?
Oh, dear, no. There's so much paperwork to get done. The visa requirements are pretty onerous. So it'll be sometime after the first of the year. I imagine I could have even maybe covered the Hawaiian swing of the PGA Tour and still been able to get to London in time. But it's all sort of up in the air. But I can't think of a better way or a better swan song as the official golf writer than the President's Cup with Tiger as the playing captain. I'm really interested to see how that is all going to play out because as a vice captain, he was so meticulous, and it's hard to imagine how he's going to be that meticulous while also paying attention to what he needs to do to play well.
Yeah, I was wondering whether he would give it up to his assistant captains, and then after competition, he'd go and run it through. He doesn't get much sleep, I've heard. Do you?
Right. I don't know how he really operates. But I thought also that he might delegate a huge chunk of it to Steve Stricker. I also was hoping that he might name Phil as the vice captain since his duties, Tiger's duties, are going to be diffused. But apparently that rapprochement was short-lived because when asked if he would even consider naming Phil to the squad as an assistant captain, he shot that down pretty decisively. I just don't understand why Phil would have been a great addition.
Yeah, and you think Phil would have accepted?
I think he would have, and I imagine I've not talked to Phil about this, but how could his pride not have been hurt a little bit? Mm-hmm. He played fall events that he usually passes up in the hopes of recording a good finish and maybe, you know, getting Tiger's attention that way. But to be honest, he really hasn't played well since he won in Pebble Beach in February. So it's a strange thing. At this time last year, they were best friends, right, as they were preparing for the match play that was taking place this weekend last year. So there were cynical people at the time who thought that buddy-buddy relationship was just a match made in money heaven, and it appears that was the case. So
yeah.
It's too bad.
It is.
The President's Cup will go on for the first time since the early 1990s without Phil.
Yeah, and he would have been a great addition as a playing captain, not a playing captain, but as an assistant captain. I think,
right.
The knowledge that he has and the way he's able to, well, maybe it's maybe part of it, ego-wise, is the fact that he is so capturing. His personality does command, you are now going
right.
to listen to me. And Tiger, being the captain, doesn't want to be, you know, overshone.
There are definitely some, you know, egos involved in this. So that's part of what's going to make the week so interesting to see how all of that plays out. I did want to talk to you about something that I found so interesting, and I think most of the people on Twitter got it wrong When Tiger named Patrick Reed to the team and did not name Jordan Spieth, to me, I saw that as a validation of everything that Patrick said last year after the Ryder Cup. People on Twitter got on and said, I don't understand why Tiger chose Patrick when he said what he said after or in the wake of the loss in France. And my opinion is the opposite. I think it was a tacit acknowledgement by Tiger that he agreed with everything that Patrick had said about how he didn't really understand why Jordan Spieth wanted to play with Justin Thomas when he and Patrick had been such a winning pair. And even if he didn't like Patrick personally, why couldn't they coexist? Because they had been a really winning, captivating team, a difficult team to play and beat.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, Patrick took a lot of grief for those comments. And a year later, I saw this pick and the fact that Jordan was left off the team, even when he could have been picked instead of Ricky after Brooks pulled out, as Tiger's tacit acknowledgement that, yeah, everything Patrick said was true.
Yeah, I remember. We were talking about this very thing when it happened, wondering what had really happened, and then a week later, we found out everything was different. It was an interesting right. period of time there. And
well, and remember, Patrick had been paired with Tiger, and they hadn't played well. But to be fair, you know, the team they lost to, everybody lost to, including Jordan and Justin. And I never really understood. I think Jordan, I really like Jordan. This is not meant as a slam against him, but he is, after all, human like the rest of us. And I think because he's such a decent human being, he gets a pass on, you know, his own insecurities and foibles. Mm-hmm. And I think he played that poorly at the Ryder Cup and was given a pass because he's such a nice person 99.9% of the time.
Yes. Yes. Also, when Patrick was playing with Tiger, I mean, Tiger wasn't really playing golf. He was...
Tiger was playing, you know, really tired from, as everyone remembers, that emotional win at the Tour Championship. But for your listeners who forgot, what Patrick said was it wasn't just that his play suffered because he wasn't paired with the teammate with whom he had had so much success in previous events, but there was a ripple effect. So if Jordan is playing with Justin, then Justin isn't playing with Ricky, with whom he had played well in the President's Cup. And so because of this one decision, a lot of pairs have to get it affected a lot of pairs. There were a lot of people who were not playing with people with whom they had had success before.
Right.
So that was the point that Patrick was trying to make that got lost in all of the hoopla.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Patrick was trying to say, is it doesn't matter whether you like me or not. It's how we play this game together. And that's
right.
What is most important if we're going into competition. Let's, you know, shed all that ego. Leave your ego at the door and
right.
Let's play this game and let's win. Let's beat them on their own turf. And, you know, we didn't. And we.
And I would, I would suggest that the personal dynamic between Jordan and Patrick was part of the reason for the professional success they enjoyed together, that even as they were trying to beat the team they were playing against, they were also very competitive within themselves, and that wouldn't work for everyone, but somehow that brought out the best in each of them when they were trying to one-up each other, even as they were trying to defeat a team together.
Yeah, makes complete sense to me that kind of dynamic would work in with certain people. And if it works, it's perfect. It's these kinds of observations. I'm talking with Karen Krause, golf writer, New York Times, who is soon to be international sports writer covering European sports mainly. And that is so exciting. Didn't you come from the world of swimming?
I did, and I will still continue to write swimming stories in the lead up to the Tokyo Olympics, and I'll be covering swimming in Tokyo unless
yes.
a certain golfer named Tiger Woods qualifies for the Olympics, which when he won in Japan, if the Olympic team had been named the next day, he would have been one of the U.S. Players chosen. And I'm sure the IOC muckety-mucks were trying to think of some way to make that happen, because I can't believe that the entire Olympic movement wouldn't salivate at the thought of having the greatest golfer of all time, arguably, grace its event. So it would be such a huge deal. I think I might have to slip away or peel away from swimming to cover the men's event, which would be the first week, the same time as swimming.
Oh, wow. So much to choose from. When he won the Zozo, I want to get your input, because I've heard some people say, and you watched him play for 4 days, and he was in great form the first 3 days. When he was standing on... Well, he was standing on the grass next to everybody, and the lengthy, you know, so glad you're here announcement, or whatever it's called, the ceremony,
right.
You know, of giving the trophy finally to Tiger. He was bending and stretching, and I didn't know if he was just antsy to get out of there or if he possibly pulled something. And yeah, what do you think?
Well, it's a really good observation you make. I thought the same thing. I actually thought that from the 12th hole on that he was doing that a lot. He was stretching. He was bending over. It looked like his back was tight. But I wouldn't have been surprised. I would have been more surprised if he wasn't having some kind of physical discomfort that day. Because think about it. He had played, 29 holes? The previous day. That is a lot of golf, especially when you're holding the lead and there's just a whole nother element to it when you are trying to win a tournament and playing that much golf. And let's remember, he is, at that point, less than 2 months removed from his, 44th birthday?
Yeah.
So... that would have been a tough ask of someone a decade younger who was completely healthy. I noticed that quite a few of the players seemed to be dragging those last few holes on the Monday in Japan. So that was my read on it, that maybe it was just a tough ask of anyone physically. And it makes his win all the more impressive that he was able to persevere through what were not really optimal conditions. And Danielle, the really remarkable thing is, if you watch the exhibition before the Zozo, Tiger hit a lot of really mediocre shots.
Mm-hmm.
I had a flashback to the Waste Management Phoenix Open when he was having the chipping yips.
Yep.
And the cringeworthy. So in many respects, I look at it as a more magical, improbable victory than his win at the Masters this year. It just came out of nowhere.
Yep.
He hadn't, to imagine not even playing for 8 weeks, looking pretty mediocre the Monday of the tournament week, and then ending the week with a victory, that's crazy.
Yep.
It wasn't as if he had, he had a really quality field chasing him. So I just thought it was as remarkable, if not more remarkable, than what he had done in Augusta in April.
So do you still agree that the scariest sports story you can tell in 6 words would be, looks like Tiger is grimacing again?
Yeah, absolutely. And, as fun and as much of a privilege as it is to cover Tiger, to cover someone who I think will go down in history as the greatest of all time in his sport, it is, you always are holding your breath from now until the time he becomes a ceremonial golfer. That will always be in the back of your mind. You will be reading his body language the way he reads his putt.
Yep. Yes, we do. As soon as he walks on television, like, all right, does he look comfortable? Is he kind of off? You know, it's exactly. Before we have to close the show, it's so much fun talking with. This is Karen Kraus, golf writer, New York Times, but soon to be the United, she's going to be leaving the United States, based in Europe, and she will be the New York Times international sports correspondent. And it's fabulous, because I remember a long time ago when I met you in person. It was Clinton was the person who was in charge of the tournament that has had so many different names. It was right on Bob Hope. The name just goes right out of my mind. You were talking about...
Now it's the American Express.
Yes, it's on the mainland in California, Palm Springs, that place, right? And they use three different golf courses, and
right.
you wonder
what... It will be forevermore the hope to the people, the purists, so...
Yeah, you were talking about how much you wanted to continue. We're doing your feature writing, but you'd been given the golf desk. And
right.
And I thought to myself, you've gotten right what you want now. This is a fabulous, fabulous opportunity for you, Karen Kraus, New York
Thank
Times
you.
International sports correspondent. You'll have so much to do. When I was reading the Leanne Pace story about how she was just exhausted and ready just to walk away, but then someone said, by the way, you are leading the Aon Risk Reward competition. You could win $1 million. And she didn't walk away, and I only know that because Karen Kraus wrote that story. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure and a privilege, and again, you all will still be seeing me crop up here and there in the golf world.
Well, don't change your number, because I'm going to be sending you. Karen, can you be on the show?
You got it.
Thank you, Karen Kraus. Aloha.
Aloha.
We want to thank the people who make this show possible, of course, and the list. There are people who have supported the golf club for so many years, just a long, long time, and I will be forever grateful to Futura Stone, Futura Stone's master craftsmen who turn every project that you undertake into artwork. And I tell you, there are people who see Futura Stone working, and then they go, hey, I want that done to my house. That's Futura Stone. Creative plumbing. No project's too big. They do everything from renovations to just repairs to complete new builds. And you know, each one of those has its own challenges, and they can do it. It's creative plumbing. It's got to be done right. Their name is Creative Plumbing. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water, you know, and the mud that's left behind after that water goes away. You think you've cleaned out your home? Not even. You have to call them immediately. 24/7, Oahu Extraction is on call. They will be on site in 90 minutes. Their number is 808-330-6212. They're at oahuextraction.com. Oahu Extraction, whether it is water or worse, the sewer pipes break, you just give them a call. The number again is 808-330-6212. Yes, Rainer Doors. Call Rainer Doors. They're the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, so they got to be good. The number is 676-3667. Bougainville Flooring, the superstore with Hawaii's largest inventory in stock. Carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants. You got that little spot where you'd like to kind of like just cover up something, or maybe you'd like a complete new carpet. You should go to Bougainville Flooring Superstore. In stock, installing supplies like tools and adhesives and floor prep and grout or cleaners, or You don't know how to do any of that? Yeah, I don't either. So you go to the people at Bougainville Flooring Superstore and you say, you know, I want to do this. Can you tell me who's a really good person who's got, you know, and then they'll work it with you, okay? Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, they put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. If you'd like to hear the show again, we're at radiogolfclub.com. That's radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.